Hey, good morning, everybody. Alan Ellis here. This is the Outdoorsman Radio Show. And if our headphones and microphones stay together, we'll be good to go this hour. We've only lost the headphones once and nearly just lost the microphone. But hey, it's all good. We've done this show in worse conditions, that's for sure. 410-WCBM 680 is our phone number. We've got a couple of new sponsors. You just heard the commercial for the Doe Harvest Challenge. I had a meeting yesterday with the folks at Farmers and Hunters Feeding the Hungry. Talked about some upgrades to even to that Doe Hunters Challenge and more prizes and things like that. So we're really pleased to have them on board. And hopefully this hunting season you will consider taking a doe and donating it to feed Maryland's Hungry. And you could win great prizes, as you just heard. The fishing challenge is running now through Labor Day, so that is winding down, the Maryland Fishing Challenge. State citation-sized fish still qualify for great prizes. The grand finale will be, I believe, at Sandy Point this year, right after Labor Day. Everybody will be invited. Everybody who has a citation fish or has caught a Diamond Jim fish will be invited to that. A Diamond Jim, as far as we know, is still swimming in Chesapeake Bay. He's worth $25,000 this month if you catch him before Labor Day. Now, I got a text from a friend whose buddy has a boat and caught a Diamond Jim fish the other day. Although I haven't been updated officially from the folks in the contest. So I don't, nor have they put any information out about the tagged fish that are caught to promote the contest from within. You know, we don't have any follow-up press releases that say, hey, we've got 2 weeks to go. 14 fish have been caught, 15 fish have been caught. You know, none of that. So, but I did notice that on the Bear License Lottery press release online, they did add a line. They did come back in, and in a different color, they added a line that basically said, you're not going to get a special number for the Bear Lottery. Your DNR ID will be your number from here and henceforth on. Your DNR ID number will be your permanent Bear Lottery number, just like it's your permanent ID number for your fishing license and your hunting license. I did share last week, if you heard, that I had some issues with the Compass program and asked some questions to some pertinent people and got a kind of a response from the official in Wildlife and Heritage, as well as a kind of a response from the IT folks. So, you know, we'll see how that all works out. I don't know if I'll get any more comments back or not. I was pretty succinct in my points, and basically I said, you know, whatever happened to tradition, where you buy your fishing license and you carry your fishing license, and then you buy your hunting license, and you carry your hunting license. You see, now when you get the printout of your license, you have not only your hunting license for now on that form that you print, but if you bought a fishing license, that's on there too. So I'm going to assume next year when you buy your fishing license, your hunting license is going to appear on that same piece of paper as well. The excuse was, we think it's better to have it all on one, all the licenses that you buy on one piece of paper. But I'm thinking if I buy my hunting license in the fall and my fishing license prints on my hunting license, that's indeed one piece of paper. But if I then go in and buy my fishing license in the spring and my hunting license prints along with my fishing license, that is also one piece of paper. And when I grew up and was learning math. I'm not sure how that works in the information technology world, but I learned that one piece of paper plus one piece of paper, one in the fall and one in the spring, equal. Hold on, Brian's figuring it out. Brian, you got it? All right. Take one piece of paper in the fall. You got it? Yeah, that's when the leaves come down. Right. Yeah. Okay. You got that one piece of paper in the fall. You got that part? Okay. And now add one piece of paper. Brian's working on this very diligently. Yeah, like a cross. This is a plus. Yeah. Okay. So I'm like, yeah. One plus one piece of paper in the spring. All right, I'll slow down. All right. Let me know when you're caught up. You got it? Okay. And what's the answer? He's thinking. You weren't that good in math? All right, give it your best shot. You're coming up with two. Yeah. No, it's two. It is. You're absolutely right. Do this, Brian. Take one piece of toilet paper off the roll there. I mean, one Kleenex out of the box. Okay. Now take another one. Okay. Hold them up in each hand. Okay. Yeah. One plus one equals, how many is that? Two. Correct. All right. See, folks, it's pretty easy to figure out. However, I think I've had enough about that. If you'd like to comment, I'd love to hear from you. I'd love to hear from you anyway. We're talking to our listeners all this hour, and then next hour, Alan Klotz will be with us talking about freshwater fishing in Deep Creek Lake, walleye, yellow perch, smallmouth, largemouth, trout, everything that's in Deep Creek Lake. We're going to talk a little about that, and then at 6:30, if all goes well, we're going to be talking to the bone collector himself, Michael Waddell, who will be having his only appearance in Maryland that we know of coming up on Monday. He'll be in Harford County at Autumn Sky Outfitters right there in Street, Maryland, right on Conowingo Road, Route 1. So lots coming up, but most importantly would be your phone call, and that's 410-922-6680. We'd like to hear from you about anything that you would like to talk about. And I'm just kind of kicking around here a little bit. We've got some things to talk about. I've watched the comments on the late waterfowl seasons that came out last week. The late waterfowl seasons, the youth day, November 2nd and February 8th, regular duck season, October 12th through October 19th, November 9th through November 29th, December 17th through January 25th. Canada geese, November 16th through November 29th, and December 17th through January 29th. People were talking about, oh, why does duck season end earlier than the goose season, and, you know, that type of thing. So there's always some interesting comments on the DNR website about that. People want the early duck season pushed back into the muzzleloader season, and, you know, so that the early marsh ducks like the mallards and stuff will be coming down, and they can shoot not only wood ducks but mallards as well. And so it's always interesting, always people talking about, you know, so what's this federal government involved in waterfowl for? I mean, you know, how do we change that? How do we change that framework? Good luck. yes, 410-922-6680. 1-800-922-6680 is our phone number, and we welcome your calls. But it's time for me to tell you about the Maryland Fishing Challenge. You could win great prizes like the grand prize boat, motor, and trailer rig from Bass Pro Shop, or thousands in tackle from Bill's Outdoor Center. Prizes from sponsors like the World Fishing Network and Under Armour. And don't forget, Diamond Jim, a tagged rockfish. He's worth $25,000, and he's swimming in the Chesapeake Bay just waiting to take your bait. Diamond Jim has lots of imposters out there, too, and they're worth $500 apiece. So you catch a rockfish with a bright green tag, call that number on the tag. You might just have captured a $25,000 prize. From now through Labor Day, all you have to do is go fishing. If you're lucky enough to catch a Maryland citation-sized fish or crab, which is 9 inches point-to-point, and certify your catch, you're in. It's that easy. There are more than 60 species of fish in freshwater, tidal rivers, Chesapeake Bay, and on the Atlantic coast to qualify. Stop by your local fishing citation center, check the fishing rule book, or visit the DNR website, and that's dnr.maryland.gov for all the details in the 2013 Maryland Fishing Challenge and the Citation Fish Program. Again, that website, dnr.maryland.gov. Are you feeling lucky?
The bone collector himself, Michael Waddell, is coming to Autumn Sky Outfitters in Street, Maryland for one appearance only on Monday, August 12th from 2 to 5 p.m. Along with Michael Waddell will be Travis T-Bone Turner and Nick Munt on the Brotherhood of the Bone Collector bus tour. Don't miss this one and only August 12th appearance of Michael Waddell at Autumn Sky Outfitters, Harford County's largest archery, crossbow, waterfowl, kayak, pro shop at 3404 Conowingo Road. That's Route 1 in Street. Call 410-836-3660 for more information.
This is Alan Ellis for Linex Spray-On Bedliners. Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie are proud to provide outstanding customer service, just like their number one rated Linex Spray-On Bedliners with a nationwide lifetime warranty. A Linex Spray-On Bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust. It has a durable non-slip surface and is impervious to fuels and harsh chemicals, deer blood, crab juice, and it protects against impact and abrasion from tree stands and tools and all the other junk you carry in your truck bed. It's easy to clean at your local car wash, too. Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie now offer the new Linex Premium that looks better and lasts longer. Catonsville Linex is located at 5617 Baltimore National Pike, inside Beltway Exit 15A. Call 410-455-0800. That's 410-455-0800. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie is located at 400 Arundel Corporation Road, just off Beltway Exit 3A. Call 410-789-0199. That's 410-789-0199. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did with a Linex Spray-On Bedliner.
Bow Hunters, deer season is only weeks away, and Bow Hunters Den in Westminster is holding its 21st anniversary sale on Saturday, August 24th from 9 to 3 with sales and deals for everyone. Factory reps, too. Bow Hunters Den carries Matthews and Mission Bows, among others, and a full line of crossbows. New this year is waterfowl gear with hardcore decoys and zinc calls, tree stands, clothing, and an indoor range. Bow Hunters Den carries hundreds of archery accessories along with expert bow service, setup and tuning, and custom-built arrows. Stop by Bow Hunters Den at 1300 Washington Road, that's Route 32 in Westminster, or call 410-751-2494. And be sure to catch the sale on August 24th. The website is bowhuntersden1.com or call 410-751-2494.
Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery. Any battery you need. With 10 locations in Central Maryland, there's a Battery Warehouse convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Cockeysville, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville, and Woodlawn. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you.
W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg is taking care of my trucks for over 25 years. Anything from a simple oil change to extensive engine work, brakes, tune-ups, everything, their motto is, we do it. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles. Large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Look for the big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410. W&W Tire Auto.
Hunters, you could win a $300 gift card from Bass Pro Shops in the statewide Doe Harvest Challenge.
You can enter every doe you donate during all deer seasons. Maryland is divided into three regions with 10 chances to win in each region. Just donate your doe through an FHFH deer processor listed in your hunting guide and fill out the entry card. That's it. By donating your doe, you feed the hungry and please local farmers by reducing crop damage. The 2013 Doe Harvest Challenge is sponsored by the Maryland Grain Producers, the Soybean Board, Bass Pro Shops, the Farm Bureau, Farmers and Hunters Feeding the Hungry. For more information, visit FHFH.org.
Don't miss the best of Rush Limbaugh on Rush's Weekend Review every Saturday afternoon from 12 to 3 on the most powerful names in talk, Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
But I'll take down your fishing pole and meet me at the fishing hole. We may not get a bite all day, but don't you rush away. What a great place to rest your bones, and mighty fine for skipping stones. You feel fresh as a lemonade, sitting in the shade.
All right, we're back. Been busy this week. Been out delivering the fall issue of Maryland Hunting Quarterly. It's out there at a limited number of places right now. We'll finish up those deliveries in the next couple of days. A lot of good articles in there. We got a great article from E.W. Grimes, who's been our guest here on the Outdoors and Radio Show, about the whitetail numbers in western Maryland. If you hunt anywhere west of, Washington County and west, you might want to read this. It's got a lot of interesting numbers as far as the number and the percentage of yearling deer taken in the buck harvest. It's very, very high, which doesn't bode well for the future of the herd out there. And then we've got an update on the Wildlife Poaching and Poaching Prevention Act of 2012 that was passed in the 2012 General Assembly. Information on the Black Bear Lottery. A couple of good stories on memories and hunter safety courses coming up, and a number of other things that you might be interested in. Now, we did go online yesterday, which is good. And if you want to hit the website, it's MarylandHuntingQuarterly.com. We're also trying a little experiment too, trying to see if anybody's at all interested in advertising on our website. As not in addition to, but even exclusive of the magazine. So, you know, we're trying to progress into the modern era here. We'll see how that works out. So, you know, if you can't find it, visit us online at MarylandHuntingQuarterly.com. And again, the Maryland Loves Crabs magazine is also online at MDLovesCrabs.com. So you can get to all that through Ellis Outdoors. .com, which is our website, ellisoutdoors.com, which is my last name, of course. And when you hit ellisoutdoors.com, that's the place to find information on the radio show, me personally, and also the podcast for each broadcast is there 24/7, 365. So if you miss a show, let's say you missed last week's show, you can go on there and click on the podcast and hear all 2 hours of the show if you'd like. So that's what we do there. All right. Got an email, another email, about our friend Charles. Now, Charles is a fellow who has spent his career as a chiropractor in Dr. Charles in Baltimore and a frequent caller to this show. I call Charles the most interesting man in the world. And I did speak with Charles last week. I called him at his house, and he returned my call, and he said he's just – you know, he's just wearing down. And so we hope to hear from him when he's feeling a little better. And but be assured that Charles is okay. He's just getting up there, and he's feeling his age. So that's where we are with that. So we look forward to hearing Charles back on the radio and telling us some of his tales about his adventures around the world. So we can put your mind at ease about that. So. All right. Hello. Phone call time. This is not a late night comedy show. I don't have any, 10-minute comedy monologue, although it sounded like one kind of this morning. But we've got hunting season right around the corner. We got fishing season under full swing. We've got a crab season, whatever it is, going on right now, and we need your phone calls. And that phone number is WCBM 680 or 410-922-6680. We'd like you to call and discuss anything you'd like to talk about. I think I took the fifth groundhog out of the yard the other day. Now we're getting them visiting from the neighbors. And had the trap set where we spotted the where I spotted the groundhog, set the trap, and baited it with one of their favorite baits, which is any kind of fruit, but we use cantaloupe in this case, which has been effective. And I've caught them with cantaloupe, I've caught them with apples, and you know, you name it. And guess what? Wound up not catching the critter in the trap, but was able to successfully eliminate Mr. Groundhog from the ecosystem of the Ellis backyard. So there you go. But they're all over the neighborhood. And I am hearing nothing but comments about abundant everything this year. Abundant deer, big bucks, lots of fish. What is it about this year? What is it about our weather and the way things have structured out throughout the year with all the rain early and even the rain throughout the summer? I mean, the corn is just unbelievable. The beans are unbelievable. The late beans, the ones that didn't get into after the wheat crop was off and, you know, it was so wet, the late beans are coming along okay, but they're coming along. So, you know, corn is so abundant that the price is nearly cut in half over what it was last year. It's around four something a bushel, or four something, I guess, 100 right now. Last year it was $9-$10. So, you know, there's going to be lots of corn out there. And so, I don't know. It's a good year as far as that's, I mean, look how green it is. Look how often you got to cut your grass, that type of thing. And I think a lot of that is due, of course, to the rainfall and that type of thing. What it's been bad for has been crabbing. And we don't know if that's the hot temperatures, the increase in the fresh water, the influence of the severe storms from last year, if that hurt the crab population. The crabbers have a good day every now and then it goes for, you know, a week where it's dry. And you hear guys out there with, 300 pots catching a bushel of crabs. And, you know, the trot liners are doing okay, but not great. Yeah, let's see what happens. I mean, it's time. It's almost prime time for good crabbing, and we're not getting it. So what do you, and of course it affects the price, you know, supply and demand. The supply is always in excess of the demand. Southern crabs coming in from Louisiana, Carolinas, Texas, expensive there. Their weather systems haven't been the best this year either. So, you know, we have no solution. DNR has no solution. You know, I don't know. What do you think? What do you think part of the, do you have a input into that? I'd like to hear it. 410-922-6680. If you have input into any of that, you know, there's just an enormous amount of fish in the Chesapeake Bay this year of all kinds. And even the striped bass are nice size and abundant. You know, the rockfish and hardhead and spot and white perch and you name it. So I'd like to hear your comments on that. Hello. Brian, I think I'm going to start doing this show an hour earlier so we have, you know, more people that are willing to call. What happens is our audience, you know, the ones that stay up all night watching late-night TV and, you know, watching watching those overnight comedy shows, they fall asleep and then they're, you know, they're just getting to bed. You know, and all the party-hardy animals out there that listen to this show, but boy, I'm, listen, Brian, crickets. Watch this. I think Governor O'Malley was right to pass the gun ban. I think the president's doing a great job. All right. Okay, if you don't want to call, you don't have to call. It's fine with me. I got plenty to talk about. Yes, I do. I did stop by both Bay Linex and Catonsville the other day. Jack over at Catonsville is putting a new floor in. They have that Aspartex floor program, and once you walk into the new office over there, you'll see what that looks like. And Bobby's waiting room down in Glen Burnie, he did it a while back. So if you need a floor for your garage or for your deck or whatever, you can take a look at their example in their office. And I just like talking to those guys. I like people that are busy and are encouraging. There we go. Tim in Cub Hill, thank you.
You're welcome, sir. Hey, you don't need to go to those extremes to go completely opposite of your beliefs and start spreading O'Malley stuff.
Oh, well, let me tell you what. The line's lit up. How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing okay. I am heading down to Mariner Point to try to catch some bass this morning. But I have also heard that there has been an uprise in the catch of crabs in the gunpowder. Oh. I will know better in about 20 minutes when I get to the ramp by the number of boats that are there.
Yep.
But, I hear there's good, like you say, good days and bad days, but I hear it's finally starting in the gunpowder.
Well, that's a good thing because I just talked to one of our crabber buddies here 3 days ago, and they just tell you, they just shake their heads, you know, and so I hope so. I hope you're right, Tim. I hope that the crabs are really starting to come on, maybe since the cow-nose rays have come and gone to some degree, maybe we can get some relief for the little crabs. And, you know, the ones that survived that onslaught are able to start to grow. Now, there was very little peeler run, you know, very few soft crabs out there. So we're just hoping for the best for the rest of the year. I hope it turns around. So
I do, too, because I have not indulged any crabs yet this year. So I hope it does turn around.
Yeah, me too. Well, so the next trip for me is down to NBS Seafood and get some live crabs and steam them up. And so we'll see what our buddy does down there. So.
Well, that sounds like a plan. I am heading to do a little bit of bass fishing today in the gunpowder.
Well, good. How's the grass out there?
It's good in places and not so good in others. You know, typical years, it moves around.
Gotcha.
What had grass this year might not.
All right.
What had last year might not be this year, and you find it in other places.
What's your strategy?
Grass early because the tide will be up, and then go hit the railroad bridge and the pier pilings in Joppa Town as it's falling.
I got you. That sounds like a good strategy. All right. Well, let me know how you make out, buddy.
Okay, Alan, I will. Take care.
Thanks.
And hope these crabs turn around.
You got it. Thanks, Tim.
Bye.
Bye-bye. I agree with you, Tim. Let's see. There's, hey, look who's on the line. Bert, buddy, how are you?
How are you?
I'm doing good, man. How are you doing?
Fair to middling.
Yeah?
Ain't nobody's going to listen.
Well, I know that. Yeah.
I caught you one morning on the radio, and I figured I'd just call you to say hello and remind you it's been a long time, hasn't it?
Yes, it has. We're coming up on that 25th anniversary. Bert, ladies and gentlemen, Bert was our very first caller on December 17th or 18th in 1988.
Boy, that was a long time ago.
Oh, man.
I do a little fishing, not too much now. I'm getting up there.
Yeah, but both of us have lived a life in the last 25 years, haven't we?
Oh, yeah. I just got rid of my boat a couple years ago.
Yeah, I remember when you sold it. Yep.
I go out on occasion. I go out on a boat called the Shirley B.
Yeah, I gotcha.
I like to go out with that man. I've been friendly with him for 30-some years.
Sure.
And I still eat a lot of fish. That's about it. But I just wanted to call you and say hello. Haven't seen you for a while.
Well, Bert, I'll tell you what. Before I let you go, let me put you on hold, and you can give Brian your number. We'll catch up. How's that sound?
That's a good idea. No problem.
Yeah, hold on. Hey, Brian, can you hear me? Yep. All right. Hey, Bert.
Yes.
Thanks for calling, brother. I appreciate it.
Nice talking to you. Nice hearing you.
All right, buddy. You too. Thanks. There he goes. Let's talk to Ricky in Arbutus and then Mark in Towson. Good morning, Ricky. How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good.
Now, see, you when you talk about fish, I'm just listening.
Yeah?
That's all I can do, because I don't know a lot about it. But as soon as you say word O'Malley and gun, then you got me.
Ah, yeah. See, that's why I said that.
Yeah, and you know I'm going to be on the phone. First thing you wouldn't talk about that. that just boils me out.
Well, you understand that was said to a cause and effect. It was said to generate a phone call from Ricky, and it did.
Of course.
Yeah, man.
You gotta say just a word, O'Malley and tax or a gun, and you got me.
Well, here's the deal, Ricky. There's a meeting coming up with the dealers and the state police coming up this week, and I'm going to try and get a ticket to that meeting and see how that goes, because there's a lot of things on the horizon for your local gun dealer. They're going to have to take courses. They're going to have to give instruction to people who buy guns after October 1st. And Donna purchased a handgun here on April 15th, and the paperwork came back 2 days ago. Now, that's just ridiculous. That's a 7 to 10 day process that took 3 months.
It is taking, because I was just at the Clyde last week.
Yeah.
Talked to Clyde, Mr. Clyde, and I'm trying to, like, trade one of the get different ones.
Yeah.
Got any... same thing, like he was giving me all. He also was like, "I gotta put you on the line because I don't even have the gun."
That's right.
He said you haven't seen the gun that I'm looking for.
Right.
Three months.
Right. Yep. Haven't seen the bullets I need in 3 months.
Oh no, bullets you can't find anywhere. They're drying that up.
Yeah.
That's one way they're doing it. They figure, okay, we can't take their guns, we just take the bullets away. They have no bullets. What are they going to shoot with?
Right. Exactly.
They're just drying that up. And you can find them. But bullets now they're rationing bullets at the Walmart.
I see that.
Everywhere they're rationing it. I mean, if it's a box 100 and less, you get 3 boxes. If it's a box 100 and between 1,000, you get 2 boxes. If it's 1,000 and more, you get only 1 box.
Right. I got you.
Well, I'm glad you're going to the meeting. Let us know what happens.
I'm
going
to try, buddy. I will. I'll certainly try.
Thank you.
All right, Ricky. Thank you. Bye-bye. Let's talk to Mark in Towson. Good morning, Mark. How are you?
Good. Cause and effect, huh?
Got your attention, didn't it?
Yeah, I'm consider me more effect.
Mark was reaching for the phone when he heard that. What?
Yeah, was it the phone or the digital
talent? One the other.
Here, man, opened my eyes. Hard to believe it's been 25 years.
Yes, sir. December.
It's like a lifetime ago.
Yep, I know it. I know it. We did the first show 12 and a half years straight, and it took a break for about a year and a half. And then, so we're back here. As far as I can see into the future, I don't see anything on the horizon for the next 20 years that I won't be here. So,
let's hope. I'm very grateful that you've been on the air all this time.
It's been a fascinating ride, let me tell you. It's been a lot of good opportunities. I met a lot of good people, folks in the listening. Who used to say the audio radiance? One of the hosts used to say that in the radio audience. I met a lot of good folks. Yeah, the audio radiance.
Yeah, it reminds me. I don't know how I can quote this. The rhyme of the Ancient Mariner. And the only part I remember is the end. A sadder and a wiser man, he woke the morrow morn.
That's right.
That's where the last 25 years have gone, I'll tell you.
Yep, you're right about that.
And they have in Maryland, anyway.
Yep, I got you. All right.
Thanks so much.
All right, I'm glad I woke you up.
Did you ever?
See you, buddy. Thanks.
Have a good one.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye. There we go. All right, we got to take a break. Clyde Sports Shop, Ricky mentioned it, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway exit number 9. I heard that some of you have stopped by when I was at Clyde's the other day, and we're glad and grateful that you do. If you need it for fishing, Clyde's has it. If you need it for hunting, Clyde's has it. They're your full-line Browning dealer. And if you're looking for a firearm for the shooting sports, whether it's trap, skeet, or sporting clays, handgun competition, Clyde's has all that. And, of course, home protection as well and hunting. They are, again, a full-line Browning dealer for your hunting supplies. Parker Bows, Kota Bow Crossbows, Parker Crossbows, Custom Arrows, all the archery accessories that you need for the upcoming season. And again, fall fishing is going to turn on to be great. So everything from panfish to rockfish, including live bait, they have it at Clyde's Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road, Lansdowne, just off Beltway Exit 9. Website is clydesports.com. The phone number, 242-6108. The fishing hotline is 410-247-3474 or 247-FISH. For the updated fishing report from Clyde Sports Shop, rod repair, reel repair, and gunsmithing as well. Stop by and see him. You'll be glad you did.
Don't be fooled by cheap crab prices. That's bull stuff. NBS Seafood offers only Maryland live crabs, a little more expensive, but well worth it. Avoid the pre-steam, mushy, flavorless crab scandal. Get your live Maryland crabs at NBS Seafood. Maryland watermen supply the best local crabs caught today for you to enjoy tonight. Cook your own crabs to unlock that special flavor that Maryland blues are famous for. Just 20 minutes in your steamer, so good your taste buds scream. We even have a crab spice for you. Call NBS Seafood at 410-271-3202. NBS Seafood has fresh Maryland crab meat, live Maine lobsters, live crawfish, wild-caught Gulf shrimp, and many fresh and flash frozen delights. And they shed their own soft crabs in their own tanks for the cleanest, freshest, soft crabs anywhere. NBS Seafood has a roadside stand at 1223 Dorsey Road in Glen Burnie, next to Jim Donnie's RV. Open 7 days, Monday through Friday, 2:30 to 6:30, Saturday and Sunday from 10 to 6:30. That phone number, 410-271-3202. 271-3202 for live crabs, NBS Seafood. No bull stuff sold here. This is Alan Ellis for Linex Spray-On Bedliners. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex are proud to provide outstanding customer service just like their number one rated Linex Spray-On Bedliners with a nationwide lifetime warranty. A Linex Spray-On Bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust. It has a durable non-slip surface and is impervious to fuels and harsh chemicals, deer blood, crab juice, and it protects against impact and abrasion from tree stands, tools, and all the other junk you carry in your truck bed. It's easy to clean at the local car wash. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex now offer the new Linex Premium that looks better and last longer. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located at 400 Arundel Corporation Road, just off Beltway Exit 3A. Call 410-789-0199. That's 410-789-0199. And Catonsville Linex is located at 5617 Baltimore National Pike, inside Beltway Exit 15A. Call 410-455-0800. That's 410-455-0800. Protect your investment, your pickup truck like I did, with a Linex Spray-On Bedliner.
The Carlisle Sports and Outdoor Nationals kick off September 6th and run through September 8th at the Carlisle PA Fairgrounds. Buy, sell, and trade everything outdoor related. Experience the PA State Knife and Tomahawk Throwing Championships. There's archery shoots, sponsored by Cabela's, calling competitions, a gun show, ATV and lawnmower demos, big game scoring, dog demonstrations, interactive seminars, a sportsman's auction, and more. Win a 2013 Ford Raptor or ride on a monster truck. Activities for the entire family. Visit CarlisleSportsOutdoor.com for info.
The Doe Harvest Challenge is now statewide. Deer hunters, by donating your female deer, you feed the hungry and please local farmers by reducing crop damage. Now you could win a $300 gift card from Bass Pro Shops. Maryland is divided into three regions with 10 chances to win in each region. Just donate your doe through an FHFH deer processor listed in your hunting guide and fill out the entry card. That's it. You can enter every doe you donate during all deer seasons. The 2013 Doe Harvest Challenge is sponsored by the Maryland Grain Producers, the Soybean Board, Bass Pro Shops, the Farm Bureau, and Farmers and Hunters Feeding the Hungry. For more information, visit FHFH.org.
You're on the most powerful names in talk. Talk Radio 680 WCBM and WCBM.com.
All right, let's talk to John in White Marsh. Good morning, John. How you doing?
Hello, sir.
It's Alan.
Hello, Alan. Hey, question for you. I got two holding pens full of crabs. One pen, you know, they both started out all dark in color, but my other pen, they all turned like a bright teal color.
Oh, wait a minute. Say this again. You got what
okay,
now?
I got crabs in my holding pen.
Oh, okay. You got crabs in your... Okay, right.
Okay. When I go to check and put some food in there, one of the bins, all the crabs, turned the shells, turned into like a light, I mean, a bright teal color.
Really?
Yeah, and I call my friends over, and they go, they've never seen that before.
Right.
I mean, they, when I put them in there, they were all dark.
Right.
And then they all changed, and this one, they all changed over.
Okay.
And I've never seen that before. I wonder if anybody has any idea, you know, what could have caused it.
That's a good question. Did you take any pictures?
Oh, no, I can still take pictures of it.
Well, do that. Take a couple of pictures of those teal-colored crabs. I'd love to see them. I'd love to publish them in the next Maryland Loves Crabs magazine. But I do know, and I'm looking for it right now. Give me a second here. All right. I got a picture of a crab in there of a guy that caught one that was a very pale blue, and he thought it was an albino crab. And Brenda Davis, who was a guest on the show a couple of weeks ago, crabs with unusual coloration or a partial lack of pigment are not common, but there are a few caught every year. Now, that's not a tremendously detailed thing, but it says the genetic, if a color, a crab turns colors, the coloration is due to a glitch in the genetic coating that distributes the proteins that make the shell color. The very blue, purplish crabs we've gotten pictures of are because there's too much phycocyanin. Cyan is a blue color, as you know. Phycocyanin is if it's too abundant, the crabs will turn blue. And then if they turn red as a live crab, there's too much phycocyanin. Okay, so it's a genetic deal. But do take pictures. I want to see those color pictures of those crabs that you've got.
I mean, I must have had, you know, at least 2-3 dozen in there, and then they all turned.
Really?
And the other bin, none of them turned.
Oh,
I didn't know if it was. I thought maybe it might have been because one of, you know, the bins I have floats on it.
Yeah.
Maybe it was the sunlight that got to them and maybe did something.
As possible. I don't know. I'd like to see those pictures, and we'll send them on to DNR if you want us to.
The other question I have for you is, it's my understanding from a commercial friend of mine that they get to pick what day they take off for commercial grabbing.
Okay.
If that's the case, do you ever see like when your friend Brenda Davis, recreation guys down at, you know, take a day? Because I don't like to be out there on the weekends when everybody's out.
Well, yeah, you have to take Wednesday off. You know,
I mean, if they like, on your license, if they like to pick a day, That would be great, you know.
Yeah, but how could they regulate it? How could they, you know?
Well, they can say, you know, put abbreviation for Tuesday on your boat, something like that.
Right. That's, I don't know. You'll just have to send that comment in and see what kind of response you get.
Okay. So, okay.
And that would be dnr.md.state.us, DNR, whatever the DNR website is.
Well, I'll look her up.
Well, you can just send them to me, ellis@ellisoutdoors.com. I'd love to see those pictures.
Okay, I'll send them to you, and I look forward to seeing you again.
All right, thanks, John. Appreciate it. Appreciate the information. All right, bye-bye. There he goes. Don't have the answer to why a whole 3 dozen crabs would turn bright blue. No answer. Sorry. But... by the way, folks, you can see information on some of these advertisers. Most of these advertisers that we tell you about are customers in either Maryland Loves Crabs or the Maryland Hunting Quarterly, in particular Maryland Hunting Quarterly when it comes to the hunting businesses. Just go to MarylandHuntingQuarterly.com, and you can see the magazine. You can view it online, and it will take you to those ads throughout the magazine that you can read more details on things like what I'm going to tell you about next. So, and again, Ellis@ellisoutdoors.com is my email. Send us pictures. We're looking for crab pictures from this year, eating them, catching them, that type of thing, so we can publish them next year in the Maryland Loves Crabs magazine. We're looking for deer pictures, turkey pictures, bear pictures, waterfowl pictures, again, for Maryland Hunting Quarterly upcoming issues. So there you go. So bow hunters, deer season is only weeks away, and Bow Hunters Den in Westminster is holding its 21st anniversary sale on Saturday, August 24th from 9 to 3 with sales and deals for everyone and factory reps too. Bow Hunters Den carries Matthews and Mission bows, among others, and a full line of crossbows. New this year is waterfowling gear in Carroll County, that's right, with hardcore decoys and zinc calls, tree stands, clothing, and an indoor range. Bow Hunters Den carries hundreds of archery accessories, along with expert bow service, setup, and tuning, and custom-built arrows just for your specifications. Stop by Bow Hunters Den, 1300 Washington Road, Route 32 in Westminster, or call 410-751-2494. Be sure to catch the sale on August 24th. The website is bowhuntersden1.com or 410-751-2494.
The bone collector himself, Michael Waddell, is coming to Autumn Sky Outfitters in Street, Maryland for one appearance only on Monday, August 12th from 2 to 5 p.m. Along with Michael Waddell will be Travis T-Bone Turner and Nick Munt on the Brotherhood of the Bone Collector bus tour. Don't miss this one and only August 12th appearance of Michael Waddell at Autumn Sky Outfitters, Harford County's largest archery, crossbow, waterfowl, kayak pro shop at 3404 Conowingo Road. That's Route 1 in Street. Call 410-836-3660 for more information.
Hey, and Michael Waddell will be on the air here at 6:30, so we'll have a little interview with Michael coming up. It'll be a live interview wherever he's calling from, so we will want to bring you that, too. Hey, it's time for the Maryland Fishing Challenge. You could win great prizes like the grand prize boat, motor, and trailer rig from Bass Pro Shop or thousands in tackle from Bill's Outdoor Center and prizes from sponsors like the World Fishing Network and Under Armour. Now through Labor Day, all you have to do is go fishing. If you're lucky enough to catch a Maryland Citation-sized fish or crab and certify your catch, you're in. It's that easy. There are more than 60 species of fish in freshwater, the tidal rivers, Chesapeake Bay, and on the Atlantic coast to qualify. And even Diamond Jim is out there. That's right. A tagged rockfish worth $25,000 is swimming in the Chesapeake Bay ready to take your spot or your chum or your trolling lure, whatever it might be. And Diamond Jim has lots of imposters out there, too. And other tagged rockfish worth $500 apiece. So catch a rockfish with a bright green tag. Call that number on the tag. You might just have captured a $25,000 prize fish. Stop by your local Fish and Citation Center. Check the fishing rule book or visit dnr.maryland.gov for all the details in the 2013 Maryland Fishing Challenge and the Citation Fish Program. Hurry! Fishing Challenge ends on Labor Day. That's dnr.maryland.gov for the 2013 Maryland Fishing Challenge. Are you feeling lucky? For great fishing tackle, crabbing supplies, and up-to-date fishing and crabbing information, I recommend Fishbones Bait and Tackle in Pasadena. To get there, take Route 100 to the end. Hop on Mountain Road towards Gibson Island. Go 2.5 miles to 4729 Mountain Road. Fishbones has all you need for any type of fishing, crabbing, and the best fishing report in the Mid-Bay. Fishbones also carries the best stainless steel crab steamers you'll ever find. Call 410-360-0573. That's 410-360-0573 for Fishbones Bait and Tackle in Pasadena. If you're a working man and your truck breaks down, you only need to know one repair shop, W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg. They built your reputation on getting you in, fixed, and out the door quickly, efficiently, and at a very competitive price. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles, large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Just look for that big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410, W&W Tire and Auto.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
I'm on a first name basis at the tackle shop. I got a charge account running up nonstop. They ought to give me my own parking spot. I can't fit another plug in my tackle box. It's
It's always under construction for all my weapons of mass destruction. I got buzz baits and Zara spooks, pumpkin seeds and flukes, booyah crawfish jigs. I got a 7-foot flipping stick, all the soft plastics to hook one on a Texas rig. My wife stays on me and my banker just told me that he's working on a tax deduction for all the money I'm dropping on my weapons of mass destruction.
All right. Hey, we got time for maybe one more phone call if you get in here right now, or maybe not. But coming up next, if you have any questions about fishing at Deep Creek Lake, we've got Alan Klotz coming to our airwaves here. He'll be calling in shortly, and he's going to be telling us about all the opportunities at Deep Creek Lake. He's the Western Regional Fisheries Manager for the Maryland Department of Natural Resources Fisheries Service, and he's headquartered out there Deep Creek Lakes. Are going to talk about a couple of my favorite fish species like walleye and smallmouth bass and their availability there at Deep Creek Lake. So more to come on the Outdoorsman Radio Show. And then at 6:30, we'll be joined by Michael Waddell, who is, as you've heard, is coming to Maryland here on Monday. So we're going to have we're going to be up there at Autumn Sky on Monday from 2 to 5, and we'll be saying hi to Michael up there and talking to the folks. I have nothing to do with this. This is Autumn Sky Outfitters. This is their whole deal. And, you know, we're just trying to help them promote it a little bit. So there you go. Well, there's the music. Amazing. Come to the end of the first hour. Thank you for your phone calls, those of you who helped out. Sorry I had to entice you the way I did, but it is what it is. And I'm surprised we didn't get any calls on the inimitable compass system we have now with our licenses. But we're going to concentrate on Deep Creek Lake in the next hour. And, again, coming up at 6:30, Michael Waddell. And so if you have any questions about Deep Creek, Alan will be with us for the whole hour other than that little time we carve out for Michael. And some of our commercial messages, and we hope that if you have to leave us now, that you will visit our sponsors of the Outdoorsman Radio Show. You can reach me, ellis@ellisoutdoors.com, by email. And now get out, stay safe.
Hunters, you could win a $300 gift card from Bass Pro Shops in the statewide Doe Harvest Challenge. You can enter every doe you donate during all deer seasons. Maryland is divided into three regions with 10 chances to win in each region. Just donate your doe through an FHFH deer processor listed in your